to another edition of Interesting People here on WWDB, 860 on the AM dial. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Those minutes are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Mary Lou Cummings, who is the ambassador of City Wine Tours. Is that an accurate title that I just gave you, or something close to that?
Yes, wine ambassador is the correct term.
So I was fascinated because I've lived in the city more than two decades, and I had never heard of the City Wine Tours.
Well, it's because we're really new in the city, but as of the spring of this year.
Right, but you have existed elsewhere. Boston, I saw, was a very popular one.
Correct. Boston is where City Wine Tours was started in 2011 and then expanded to New York City in 2013.
Mm-hmm. And were you in either of those places?
No.
Okay, so you were new when City Wine Tours started here.
Correct.
Okay. So let's tell people a little about it, because there's three different locations that they can do in Philadelphia.
Yes, there are. There are three locations, and at each location, we start in that area, and then we go to two different restaurants in that area. So the areas are Old City, Center City, and Fishtown.
Right. And so let's just say I saw Center City was Estia and I think Vintage Wine Bar?
Correct.
Right. Both places I've been to, but not, I didn't know part of the tour. But what made you pick them, and what does somebody experience when they first get there?
Great question. So what caused City Wine Tours to pick these restaurants is their high quality of food.
Excellent.
And their wine selections. So what one can expect when they arrive is to sit down to a table already set with three wine glasses and some appetizers. So we spend an hour at the first restaurant tasting those three wines, talking about wine and tasting the appetizers with those wines, and talking about the food pairings that the restaurant has come up with to best highlight those wines.
And then at the end of that hour, everybody gets up, and now you walk, which isn't really a tough walk in terms of going from Estia to Vintage Wine Bar.
That's right. We walk to the next restaurant, the next venue, and do the same thing all over again, maybe get a little bit deeper into wine and winemaking and why wine tastes the way it tastes and how the pairings are best paired for accentuating the wines.
About how many people, because it is new, have you been able to get sign up? Because I see like it's mostly on the weekends.
We run it on the weekends exclusively and in the afternoons exclusively, because that tends to be the kind of the lull time,
yeah, like
for the restaurants.
Right?
Yes, 3 right. to 5. We also offer some 2 to 4, which are good times for our restaurant partners because, as I say, they do have somewhat of a lull in that time frame.
Sure.
And then that allows the guests to either stay for dinner or make dinner plans in the area.
Who was the whose brainchild was this when it started in Boston? Do you know?
I can't remember the gentleman's name.
But he obviously had an affection for wine.
He did. He was in Boston and was touring around the North End of Boston. If anyone's been to the North End of Boston, that's
great Italian food.
Great
I can
Italian
tell you.
Food.
Yes.
Lovely. A lot of great restaurant choices there as well.
Tons.
So he thought it would be fun to run a wine tour.
And then just taking it back to Philadelphia, since we mentioned the Center City one. In Old City, I know one of the restaurants is the Old Bookbinders.
That's correct.
And I don't think I've been in there since it was Bookbinders.
Well, it's lovely. I've been on the tour in that particular location. It's lovely. We sit down with a dozen oysters or more, depending on the number of people there. It's plenty for everyone. And some lovely French fries with some aioli. It's a lovely combination. We start out with a sparkling wine to help cut the fattiness of that aioli.
I thought the interesting thing about Fishtown was, one, there, at least the ones that I saw that were being promoted right now, were organic and a smaller vineyard.
That's
like local,
correct. And,
right?
And those are, they can be local. And the other component of that is that they're on tap. They're wines that are on tap. I'm not sure if you know this yet or some of your guests know that wines are now being put in kegs.
Yes.
For some restaurants. And What that does is it helps preserve the wine because, as many of you know, once you open a bottle of wine, oxygen gets to it and it starts to degrade.
That's one of the things about vintage wine bars, the process that they go through every night at the end to seal their wines. I was there one night just doing a story, and it was fascinating to me, the lengths that they go to preserve and make sure there is no air in those.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's your background in wine?
My background in wine is it started when I was 16 and living as a student in France. I lived in the Rhone Valley and was exposed to wine making and wines in the Rhone Valley, which are lovely wines. And it's always been a love of mine. I've been back to France many times. I'm fluent in French and, in fact, recently was back studying wine in Burgundy.
Another good region.
Yes. So I had a career in technology sales for some 30 years. And since then, recently, a few years ago, decided to pursue my passion, which is wine. And I've been studying. I recently passed my WSET Level 2 exam. I took that exam in New York and happy to have my PIN. And am working on the side now with City Wine Tours and doing some other consulting on the side as well around wine.
When somebody is like yourself who's educated themselves in wine, do you have a preference of what you want to know more about? For instance, if somebody likes reds more than whites, if somebody likes sparkling more than not sparkling, do you have a preference?
Well, what I like to do is think that the world is open, and the world of wine has many, many aspects to it. There's so many things that I love to learn. I do have my preferences, but they change over time, as one's palate may change for certain foods.
True.
Right now, I tend to be drinking quite a bit of whites, specifically from Spain, northern Spain, and those are quite interesting. In fact, last night I had something called an Roero Arnaiz, and it had a smoky quality to it, which you wouldn't expect from a white, and it was really, really lovely.
I remember the first time when I was in Spain that I learned, that's why I'm looking at, Prosecco is from Italy, Cavas are from Spain. We think of Champagne, which really belongs to France.
Yes.
But really, you can educate yourself, even the smallest or the least educated person, you can still learn.
There are interesting things to learn. Like Champagne comes with a name.
Yep.
And the price tag to match
name.
It.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And Prosecco is made in a different style. It's less expensive to make because that second fermentation that creates the bubbles is done in a tank, whereas with champagne, that second fermentation is done in each individual bottle. So it's
thus the price tag.
It's much more cost prohibitive. However, there are other regions in France and in Spain that create sparkling wine in that same méthode champenoise, it's called, that are not as expensive because they don't carry the name, such as Crémant de Bourgogne. So that's a Crémant of Burgundy.
Uh-huh.
And the Loire has a variety like that as well. And then in Spain, you mentioned Cava. Cava is made in the same method champenoise.
Yeah.
But it's not as pricey.
No, it's not. Sit tight, Mary Lou. We've got to take a commercial break, but we'll continue the conversation on the other side. You are listening to Interesting People.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Temple football tickets are on sale now. Be a part of big-time college football action when the Owls battle Memphis, UCF, Maryland, Georgia Tech, and more this season at Lincoln Financial Field. Season tickets start as low as $15 per game. Can't make it to every game? Purchase the Temple Football Flex Package, which gets you 8 ticket vouchers to use for any combination of games throughout the season. Or treat your employees and clients to field-level seats, which include all-you-can-eat food and drink, parking pass, pregame sideline passes, and more. Temple Football has a ticket package available for everyone. Call 215-204-8499 or visit owlsticks.com today.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Jim, your restaurant looks great. You have a lot of new customers.
Thanks, Dan. Things have really turned around.
What changed?
I joined Atlantic Barter, one of the area's oldest and largest barter exchanges in the Mid-Atlantic region. They really helped me grow my business.
How did they help you?
Well, through them, I traded restaurant meals in exchange for things like advertising and pest control services. They saved me thousands of dollars already.
Do you think my business could benefit?
Absolutely. The painter I used on trade to paint my restaurant picked up a cash job from one of my customers.
That's great. I need new customers.
Give them a call at 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com. They work with all kinds of businesses.
I'm calling today. I definitely want to save some cash. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
Be smarter, think barter. Visit them on the web at AtlanticBarter.com to build barter into your business plan. Call 302-654-5650. That's 302-654-5650.
The Civil War and Reconstruction, now at the National Constitution Center. Its first exhibit in America, now exploring how constitutional clashes over slavery set the stage for the Civil War, and how the nation transformed the Constitution to more fully embrace the Declaration of Independence's promise of liberty and equality. Visit now to see artifacts and rare documents bring to life the stories of figures central to the conflict over slavery, including Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and Harriet Tubman. Visit this summer to see this amazing new exhibit, as well as the extended run of the Hamilton exhibit. Tickets available at ConstitutionCenter.org. That's ConstitutionCenter.org.
Welcome back to Interesting People. I am Dee Lynam, chatting with Mary Lou Cummings, who is the wine ambassador for City Wine Tours, which is fairly young in the Philadelphia area. But let's give the website to people so they can get a feel, because one, you can look at what a tour is like, which I thought was very helpful.
Go ahead. Yes, certainly. So the website is www.citywinetours.com. And once you land on that page, you'll have an option to choose your city. So there's Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. Each tour is $75 per person. The tickets are preferably purchased in advance, but if you show up at the restaurant, you can purchase them on site, provided that there is a tour running that week, if we have the minimum number of people. So that's how they can find us.
Mary Lou, what is the minimum number of people that they do it with?
We want four at a minimum, preferably six.
Got you.
And the maximum is 12, because we want it to be
intimate.
Intimate, right.
Sure. And I was curious of when it came here, how did they begin to find like Estia and Vintage Wine Bar? That seems like an obvious, as you mentioned, because of their wine selections.
Yes.
And they're well known for that.
Correct.
But the Fishtown one's unique.
It is unique. And Wes Naren, who is really the chief wine ambassador with City Wine Tours, came to Philadelphia and did some research. He spoke to some of the local sommeliers, and I know he reached out to several people in the wine world in the city.
Sure.
And around. And I'm sure he went to each of the venues and talked to them and tasted the wines and food to make sure it would meet the standards of city wine tours.
And do you feel like it's taken off? How have you gotten the word out?
Well, there have been a couple of media opportunities such as this, as well as really just through the restaurants themselves and the City Wine Tours webpage. When people are looking for things to do, we're listed also in Philadelphia's Things to Do website, philly.com.
And we should tell people because you can do, like, bachelorette parties have been on here. You can do something private also, as you mentioned, up
exactly.
to 12 people.
There can be private venues with the restaurants or even apart from the restaurant. We can do a workplace little get-together with work colleagues to do some blending of wines to see whose wine tastes the best after the blending exercise. We can also do private parties.
Mary Lou, do you find that people take notes while they're during the tour?
Some do.
Because I wouldn't want to walk away and not remember.
Right. Well, we do provide a small tasting sheet, which talks about how to taste wine, sort of the process. You look at the wine, you swirl the wine, you smell the wine, you sip the wine, and then you make some conclusions about that wine. And really, all you need to really know is, do you like it or not? But if a person wants to go a little deeper, we can talk about what they taste, what they don't taste, what they expect to taste, and how it pairs with those appetizers that I mentioned.
And do they get into how the different regions, like as you mentioned where you studied in France, how those regions differ and the tasting of the wines are different? I mean, I've done a couple wine tastings, and they are based on different regions.
Certainly. I'm one of the ambassadors that City Wine Tours has in the city, and all of us have some form of certification that that we have, so we can go deeper as the customers would like.
Oh, so you go on each of the, well, I'm not saying every one of these, but you go on these tours with the people and you're the one sharing information with them?
That's correct.
Got it.
And if not me, then one of my colleagues with City Wine Tours who also has background in wine.
And how often do the restaurants change the wine that they are sharing with the people who are paying?
Not typically. Typically, it depends upon...
It's
set, but with some flexibility. If they're running low on a particular wine that week or want to showcase something else with a particular appetizer, they have the freedom to do that
right.
from City Wine Tours.
I get it.
We just ask that it be of a certain quality.
Sure. Because I was wondering if somebody really, really likes it, now they want to come back and do it again, maybe bring friends, but maybe they'd want to taste something different.
Yes. Well, that's certainly a great point, Dee, and something that we could arrange. Certainly, if they wanted to come back, they could email us when they make their reservation and say, you know, we tasted this, and this, and we wondered if the restaurant could provide something different this time.
Yeah.
We're totally open to those ideas.
Of course.
Very
they could,
flexible.
They could hit all three of the ones that are currently here, and they would have different just by going Center City, Old City, and Fishtown.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. All right, sit tight. We have one more commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up with Mary Lou Cummings. We are listening, or you are listening, to Interesting People.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Interesting People. We have a few minutes left with Mary Lou Cummings, wine ambassador of City Wine Tours, which you can experience right here in Philadelphia. If you go to the website, citywinetours.com, you can pick the city of Philadelphia. Or if you're in Boston or New York, you could pick. Do they have multiple neighborhoods, too? I know we talked about the North End for Boston.
Yes, they do have multiple neighborhoods in each of the cities. I don't know all of them off the top of my head.
No, that's fine, but it's
all
on there.
It's all on there, and they're equally highly rated restaurants.
Now, I'm curious. When people are walking from point A to point B after the first restaurant, do they have a conversation at all about what they just experienced? Or kind of
oftentimes what I find is that there are couples, you know, several couples who come.
Okay.
And they have conversations among themselves as they're walking, or they may ask me, the wine ambassador, a couple of questions like, tell me more about this, or and then we'll talk about what we're going to be tasting at the next restaurant. So it's very low-key and fun. People find it to be very relaxing and a fun little thing to do.
Sure. Do you have a pretty good wine selection of your own at home?
I do. I have a variety of styles and wines at home, mostly because in my wine studies, I like to keep my palate fresh. And it's part of my studies and work to have a variety of different wines. Now, I don't have a lot of any one wine because of that, but I probably have a couple hundred bottles downstairs in my basement, which is the best place.
Yeah, keep it cool.
Somewhere with constant temperatures, and then lay it down on its side if that's possible. And I'll just either send my husband down to pick something, or I'll go find something and taste it.
Now, when you go out, do you like to peruse the wine menu as much as you want to look at the menu of the food?
Yes, absolutely. I really find it interesting to see what the local sommelier has brought in, or the wine buyer has brought into that particular restaurant. And I was actually in New York yesterday for another event, and was at a small Italian restaurant, and I recognized a Bertani label. I happen to know Mr. Bertani from the Veneto region of Italy and have visited his winery. Unfortunately, I was the only adult in the group, And he only had that by the bottle, so I wasn't able to get it. I had to, had to settle for a Suave from nearby. Anyway.
And I do find that, I think, at least in Philadelphia, the buying wine by the glass has gotten better. Because if you are out by yourself, you're not going to order the bottle. You, I mean, I'm not.
No. And it's rare that you find what we call a split or a half bottle.
Right.
Which can be done.
More of.
Right. Now, if I can indulge, tell a little story. I was in Paris several years ago, and I was by myself. I was traveling by myself. And I had heard about a restaurant that was all about cheese. It was the only thing that they would – everything that they served was different types of cheeses from all around France. Your guests may know that there are more types of cheeses in France than there are days of the year. So anyway, I walked in, and you really need something acidic to cut the cheese. And I really wanted this one wine, and he only had it by the bottle. And I said, well, what can you do for me? And he brought the bottle over, and he drew a line on the bottle itself with a marker and said, down to here, and you can have it. So
That's pretty impressive.
It was pretty fun.
Yes.
So that can happen.
Mary Lou, thank you so much. I'm sure this will continue to grow here in Philadelphia. What a great experience. I'll get back to you because I'm going to do it, and I'll let you know how much I enjoyed it.
That's great.
Again, it's citywinetours.com. You can get all the information of the when and where. It is $75 per person. It's a two-hour tour. Check it out, and we appreciate you listening to Interesting People. Today's show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.